Dear Baba, life is beautiful. Thank you 1,000 times. Since the very first asking, who are you, I've been in this soft feeling, like floating, and yet grounding, like satsang, all day, on and on. I try to investigate problems. What problems? Problems? Huh. And going deeper, relaxing more, breathing and breathing. This softness takes me deeper and deeper, drunk of life. Wow, it's pure joy. It's pure gratitude. Seeing you again, thank you. And because this letter won't have an ending, and since I just want to share with you all the joy possible, I will just say thank you 1,000 times, 2,000 times. Tusen takk, obrigado, merci, gracias. And all this strong respect. With love, Fatiha. It was good you came, no? Now you go back? How long you have to study there?
Conference is over. I come back to Brazil.
That's good, no? And this Satori process, or in fact everything that is happening here, is to take you deeper so you are not identified with the mind. And then where is the problems then? Like you say. Problems, what problems? Because all problems belongs to the mind. In the beginning it's very difficult because you are just the mind. You are just identified with your mind, with the little you, with all your problems. So slowly, slowly, that is the process. Releasing the tensions in your physical body. Getting you to laugh, dance, cry, scream. Then going deeper. More silence, watching the mind, going deeper. Then when you get in touch more with your true nature, then what problems? That's impossible in the beginning because you only know the mind. How can you go beyond the mind? That is what I'm creating here. You just follow the process. You just stay, and then you realize what problems. Life is beautiful. Life is beautiful when you're not identified with your problems, with your mind. Then everything becomes a mystery instead of a problem. But the line is very fine. And it's very difficult to reach you when you are identified with the mind. And problems are very serious things. you are a very serious thing. So if you only come from your problem, from the mind, from you, very difficult to talk the truth. Because to accept the truth, to fall in tune with the truth, you have to go. You have to open for something bigger. And when that bigger happens, then where's the problems? There's no problems. Or, like I said, problems will always be there in the life, but you deal with them out from your consciousness. Because then you have a distance. Anything you have a distance to is easy to deal with. If you are totally involved, it's very difficult because you don't see it. You have to have a distance. So this is exactly what I created. Slowly, slowly taking you deeper, taking you beyond your problems, taking you beyond your mind, settling in yourself. That is the taste I want to give you, but then you have to take care of it, because here it's easy. It's very difficult around me to keep your problems. Anybody who wants to keep them problems, they have to leave. Or talk with a therapist or girlfriend or boyfriend to keep the problems. Somebody who wants to support the problems, who can understand the problems. Any other mind, any other ego who can understand your big problems. Then you feel good because somebody understands your problem. Real understanding, you have to lift yourself out of your problems. That is impossible if you're not ready for it. You have to open up to something beyond, something bigger. Then you're gone, no problem. So here it happens because out of your trust, out of your love, out of your surrender, it's easy. No, you have to take care of it when you go. To live more and more out of this consciousness. That is the thing. No, life is beautiful. Then you are in tune. That means no, we can communicate. No, we can enjoy. No, we can sing. No, we can dance. I'm never concerned with your so-called problems. Never. Maybe I can talk, you know, if you are so dense, you don't understand, then, okay, listen a little bit. But that's not my concern. My concern is to get you to go deeper. That is the only way to solve the problem. So you become more wise, you go become more conscious, you become more clear. And in your own clarity, in your own intelligence, you rise. And in the rising, you have the view. You can see much further when you're on top of the mountain than you can in the forest. In the forest, only trees you see. On the top of the mountain, you see the whole territory, like that. You have to rise. When you're screaming in the forest, only trees, only problems, then I say, come a little higher, come here, I show you. And then you scream, no, I want you to come in the forest. What is the point, me going in the forest? We both lost. No, this is not how it is to be with the Master. You have to get out of the forest. Then first you understand. That is the trust. Huh? Otherwise, they come into my forest, we both be lost. Hmm? Always go higher, go deeper. I don't have any questions or anything to ask for. I thank you for making me stronger each day. There is no problem, not even any pain, when the transformation comes from within. This is the strength that I need. It is the comfort I always have searched for. If a hurricane comes, I will not be able to avoid it, but I know where my heart can rest. This is my treasure. And I feel you holding my hand tight at all times. I love you forever, yours, Kamalini. That is the treasure, Kamalini. Then you're safe. Coming or going, you are safe. See you soon, no? Beloved's form, there is no more worlds left. I know that every moment of this life was only to bring me to your feet. The divine Leela is so clear. If this may be my last breath, then I take it and release it with utter joy. I can leave now without any regrets or longing. Everything I have ever longed for has been fulfilled with your glance. The final burning is upon me. May the fire take everything I am not. With ever loving gratitude, Linda. Isn't it good to be home? When there is no any more journey, then there is rest. And no more worlds, then everything can relax. I know that every moment of this life was only to bring me to your feet. In India, they say that is the greatest blessing you can have, to come to the Guru's feet. Your parents made you this body, but the Guru makes your heart, your soul, a birth to the heart. Otherwise, the heart can be just a pumping thing the whole life. The Guru ignites the mystery of the heart, so the flowers and the fragrance can come forth. That is more valuable than the birth of the body. This divine Leela is so clear. Everything is clear when you are in tune. If this may be my last breath, then I take it and release it with utter joy. I can leave now without any regrets or longing. That's great. But then also, when you are ready to go in joy, in peace, without any regrets, then life starts. So let this be a new start. Totally new, totally fresh. No, you're totally open for life. No ideas. That's how life should be. And knowing that you can leave any moment, you are totally available. Available for now. Because there is nothing you need to do, you just need to be here. Then you are available for now. So this is the mystery. I can leave now without any regrets or longing. Everything I have ever longed for has been fulfilled with your glance. Yeah, no, it's the start. And this is how it can be ignited. Just by a glance. This have always been said in India, by the touch, by the words, by the glance of the Master. This is the true initiation. when something happened, but you have to be available. This is the different ways. By the silence, by the joy, by the bliss. So don't leave yet, no, the fun starts. Are you ready? And this is the mystery, what happens between the guru and the disciple. Because I have no teaching, I have no words as such, no ceremony, no practice, no traditions, no rituals. All that is not needed. No religion is needed for the real religion, because it happens now. What happens is you have to be available for now. And that is what the Master is. He's functioning in the now. So this transmission can only happen in the now, with the glance, with the word, with the touch, with the peace. It's beyond all teaching, beyond all ceremonies. That's what you were seeking in India. You see how mysterious this world is? There was a beautiful enlightened woman called Sahaju. She says, in a dream, in one moment, 50 years can pass. When the eyes open, it is all illusion. Such is living in the body. Such is it, living in the body. The whole life can go, suddenly is finished. If you don't find the real, if you don't find the eternal. In a dream, in one moment, 50 years can pass. When the eyes open, it is all illusions. And that's how it is when you start getting a clear vision. And that's what the Master wants you to give you, a clear vision. See things as they are. Then you go beyond the physical, opening to the divine. Then you see that all this was just a preparation. The world is like the last morning star. Sahaju says, it is fast disappearing, like a pearl of dew, like water held in the hollow of your hands. How long can you hold the water in the hollow of your hands? Soon it will be gone. It's like that. The last morning star. How beautiful the last morning star. You see it and then suddenly it's gone. You can't catch the moment when it's gone. Suddenly it's there, then it's not there. Like that is the life. That's the amazing things. You can't rely on the time. Knowing only time, knowing only the physical, then suffering. Realizing divine in the body, no more suffering, at peace. No more longing. That is what realization is. Then there is no more longing, there is no more mind. There is no more doubt, because now you have seen people have doubt because they haven't seen, they haven't experienced. You have to have your own experience, your own insight, your own realization. Then you see, then no more doubt. You know, you become unshakable. Then you become steady. Like they asked Jesus, how will it be in your kingdom of God? And he said something very mysterious for the Christians. There will be no more time. There will be no more time. Because time is suffering. You're living in time, you're living in the physical. Beyond time, beyond the body, in the divine, there is no time. It's the timeless, it's the eternal, it is now. Out of castles of smoke, the mind creates its kingdom. Out of castles of smoke, the mind creates its kingdom. It is all like phantom shadows. Sahaju says, it can never be true. It can never be true, but still everybody believes in it. Everybody believes in this castles of smoke, of dreams, of maya, of illusion. You know it's not real, but still you depend your whole life. And they will be gone. All shadow, how can you catch his shadow? You have to catch that something that is always there. And when you come across that, then there is peace. It follows naturally. When the real comes, you feel peace. You feel at ease. No more searching, no more longing. When you are really at home, there is total peace. God is one with or without attributes. I have taught, understood, and seen. The Master has given me eyes. The Master has given me eyes, she said. Because of her Master, Sahaju could see. This is the steps I have taught, understood, and seen. First, you have to think. You have to go beyond the thinking mind, the confusion, the doubt, the projections. I have thought. I have gone through that stage of the thinking, of thoughts, of mind. Next step, understanding. No, going deeper into yourself, investigating what is real, what is wisdom. That is understanding. Meditation. Then if you have come to true understanding, wisdom, then you see. When you see, there is no more doubt. Then you have seen then. It is impossible to doubt it if you have seen. That means, no, you have your own experience, your own realization. If there is no realization, there will always be doubt. Sahaju says, I have taught, understood, and seen. My Master has given me eyes. Having seen, I am convinced. Because of the Master, His grace, I can see. No, I'm convinced. There is no more doubt. When you are convinced, that means, no, you are far beyond. You are steady now. You know. That's what I call by unshakable, like a mountain. You know. You have listened to the Master. You have meditated on you have seen, you have realized. Know you are in tune, know you are in harmony. Having seen, I am convinced. My master has given me eyes. And this is the eye, like in India, they have the third eye. So these two physical eyes, they are always divided. Only two eyes, here is always in conflict. It's not your true vision, because two eyes. The third eye stands for, no, you have a single vision now, you can see clearly. That's why it's the mystery with the third eye. When that opens, you have a single vision, there is no more doubt. You're in balance. You can see beyond the divided mind, the thoughts. Your third eye opens. That is an inner seeing. It's nothing to do with the outer. And it means your third eye, you can see the inner universe, the inner truth. You don't need to depend on the outer. You become unshakable for whatever is happening in the outer world, because now you know your own truth, you know the inner truth, you know the eternal truth. No matter what is happening on the outside, whatever people say, you know. I have thought, understood, and seen. My master has given me eyes. Having seen, I am convinced. Sahaju says, the divine has many dimensions. It is in the manifest, it is in the unmanifest. In their nature, water and ice are one. The divine is in everything. But if it's in ice, it's stuck. If it's water, it's flowing. And that's how human beings are. Some is like ice, they are hard, they are not flowing. They are stuck, they are dense. The seed of the divine, it's there, but it's not flowing, it's not alive. And it's all the possibility that you take that seed with you to the grave. Then you have missed the opportunity of human life. Water, you becomes flowing. Nourishing, alive. In the nature, water and ice are one. Sun and sunshine are one. All doubts are gone. By the grace of my master, all doubts has vanished. Mind dissolve. Sahaju is left natural at peace. And when a Sahaju, or when I say natural, it means just you are in tune with your divine nature. That is what is natural. Because everything is divine. That is the natural space. You don't need to do anything. It's nothing spectacular. All magic, all miracles is for the mind. When you sink back to your original space, everything becomes very ordinary, very natural, very in tune. Like the Zen people say, chopping wood, carrying water from the well. Everything becomes natural, but in this moment. By the grace of my master, all doubts has vanished. Sahaju is left natural at peace. That is coming home. That is the grace. where does this happen without the grace of the master in satsang? That is what satsang is for. To invite you into the mysterious. To slowly, slowly see it through the master's eyes. To give you eyes to see. Not divided, but one. From your inner vision, from your inner eye. Very good. No more words left. I know that every moment of this life was only to bring me to your feet. Very good. In India, they have another word for satsang called darshan, no? You have darshan. Darshan means clear seeing, clear vision. That's what happens when you go to the guru in darshan. Or it can happen. Of course, it doesn't happen all the time. It happens when you are in tune, when you are ready, when you are thirsty, when you had enough, no? So this darshan means the real vision, clear seeing, no doubts. When you see, you don't doubt. Only when you are blind, then you can have doubt, then you can think, is it like this or is it like that? Very good. May everyone find peace beyond the mind, beyond any doubt, and become one. Have a clear vision. Yeah.